Zimbabweans are suffering with the world's highest inflation rate, severe shortages of food and fuel, and high unemployment. The country is struggling with a severe economic crisis, critics blame on President Robert Mugabe's controversial policies. But Mugabe remains defiant in the face of pressure to end the crisis, cracking down on the opposition and sabotaging Zimbabwe's economy through sanctions. Dennis Benton of the UK Zimbabwe Vigil Group told us more.
When Mugabe came to power 27 years ago, the Zimbabwean dollar was actually stronger than the US dollar. This shows the state to which the economy has been driven by his illiterate economic policies. The government, in a desperate attempt to win support ahead of elections in March, forced shops to reduce the prices of goods. The inevitable outcome has been that goods have disappeared. It's remaining in power now by brute force, employing terrorist tactics against its own people, many of whom have been driven across the border into South Africa and to the wider afield. The country is now suffering a breakdown caused by the absence of qualified people who've fled the country in vast numbers. It's the churches to which the people are looking, and the Roman Catholic Church in particular is playing a very important role.